Our theme today is change. Each of my guests hopes to change something, an industry, your mind, or your behavior. My next guest started out as the woman of mystery in the 1973 classic movie American Graffiti. Since then, we've gotten to know her through her various acting roles. She's an author of over 20 books, and I've asked her to come on the show to share her secrets of staying sexy forever, how to fight fat after 40. Suzanne Summers is one of America's most popular and beloved personalities. She's a multifaceted career that has spanned nearly three decades. She's achieved extraordinary success as an actress, a singer, comedian, and New York Times bestselling author, entrepreneur, and lecturer. Suzanne's first big break came as the mysterious blonde driving in the White Thunderbird in George Lucas's 1973 cult classic, American Graffiti. That was soon followed by her portrayal of the ditzy yet lovable Chrissy Snow on Three's Company. Suzanne enjoys a successful career as a live performer. Her one-woman musical autobiography, aptly named The Blonde in the Thunderbird, debuted on Broadway in the summer of 2005. Suzanne has authored 20 books, and get this, including 11 New York Times bestsellers. She's the owner of the Thighmaster line of personal fitness products. Her latest book is titled Sexy Forever, How to Fight Fat After 40. Welcome to the show, Suzanne. How are you today?
Well, gosh, I'm pretty impressed with myself.
Well, you've had a wonderful career, and I'm doing nothing more than recap all of the highlights of that great career. So thanks so much for being our guest. And this is a topic that many of my listeners are interested in because we appeal to a demographic that, as I will call it, is the baby boom set. So Let's talk about it. What is the biggest misconception about losing weight after you hit age 40?
That dieting will solve the problem. Dieting will not solve the problem anymore because your body has changed, and the planet has changed. See, I hear all the time from people, well, my grandparents ate, drank, and smoked, and they ate anything they want, and they were fine. And I say, it is no longer relevant. What your grandparents experienced no longer exists. We're under the greatest environmental assault in the history of mankind. It's in our food, on our food. It's in our houses. It's what we clean our houses with. It's in our carpets, it's in our water, there's fluoride in 70% of all the cities of America have fluoride in them. We're under this great environmental assault. Now, to understand what happens by age 40, we now have been alive long enough to accumulate a toxic burden. And the only place the body can store toxins is in the fat. So the more toxins you're taking in exposed to, the more fat you need to store it. For example, if you look at the poorest people in a third world country, they're always skinny, right?
Right, lack of food.
They don't have much food. You look at the poorest people in America, they're our fattest. Why is that? Because the only food that they usually have access to is food from a convenience store, and there is no food in convenience stores. It's all chemicals. It's big gulps and diet sodas and microwave sandwiches or hamburgers and package and box meal kits. And there's just no food there. So when you think of that picture we've seen of that morbidly obese, fat person that can hardly walk, you have to look at that as it's a load of fat loaded with toxins. It's the cumulative effect of the bad food, the toxins, the chemicals, has now become a huge toxic burden. And everybody is experiencing it to some degree. And what I'm trying to do is shine a light on it. We know that toxins make us sick. Cancer is the biggest killer in the world now.
Yes.
What is different? Why is there so much cancer now? Well, yeah, we're living longer, but really, because of the environmental assault, and the president's panel on cancer came out this year and made an absolute connection to the chemicals and cancer. It was buried in the media. I don't know why. Such an important study, and no one mentioned it. So we know toxins make us sick, but have we thought about the fact that toxins make us fat?
Well, that's an interesting connection, Suzanne, and I like the term the toxic burden. That's one that I'm going to keep. That's a real great takeaway from this.
Right.
But let's talk about this toxicity in the environment that you're talking about, because the President's Council did come out and talk about the grievous harm that we are having from the chemicals in the air, the food, and the water. But there's also a group of pundits who are also scientists themselves that recently claimed that the chemicals used in our foods is in fact harmless, and that organic foods are no better or worse or more more dangerous than what you get that's chemically treated. What do you say to that argument?
I wish when these scientists came on television or in the media and said these things that they would have to show proof that they didn't have an agenda, meaning who is paying them? Whose payroll are they on? I know that when I was on Oprah, there was a doctor, a plant in the audience, Dr. Stryker, and she went after me on bioidentical hormones, which are another key to losing weight. When your hormones are imbalanced, you're going to get fat. When you put them back together again, you lose the weight. So she went after me saying the compounding pharmas are not standardized and there's no regulation, which is just an absolute lie.
Hmm.
I didn't know she was going to be on the show. Afterwards, I Googled her, and she is paid by Bayer and by Merck, both who make menopause drugs. So when these doctors come out and say something absurd, like there's no difference between organic food and non-organic food, or the chemicals on food are good for us, it's an absurd thing. Any thinking person knows that's absurd. I wish we had the means to be able to check out their agenda and who is paying them, because this is what I suspect.
Well,
it doesn't make sense.
I agree with you, and that does make sense. You do need to follow the money, as they say, to find out who's paying who. That's why it's sometimes good to go to the journals, the Journal of Medicine and some of the other journals that are more factually based rather than sponsorship based. But I can hear your passion, Suzanne, in your voice about this, because you yourself have experienced a personal toxicity wake-up, if you will. You were found out to have cancer, so you're a cancer survivor. What are the chances that you see that the food that you are now eating has sort of cleansed you, and now you're embracing more organic foods? What personally has it meant for you?
Well, I think I've changed my life. I eat as though my life depends on it. But that doesn't mean that I eat boring food. I think anything that comes from nature, if you can pick it, pluck it, milk it, or shoot it, you can eat it. If it's in a box or a bag, it's most likely got chemicals in it. So I eat real fat, buttercream, sour cream, olive oil, full-fat cream cheese. I cook with olive oil and coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
I like to be heavy on the omega-3s, but I like a little butter here and there, a little sour cream here and there. It's great. I was interviewing in my book last year, Knockout, Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer. I interviewed a Dr. Nick Gonzalez. He said something so interesting to me, and I believe it. He said, cancer is manageable. I said, that's interesting. I said, in what way? He said, if you give cancer what it wants, it will leave you alone. I said, what does it want? He said, it wants a detoxed body, and it wants good nutrition. And if you detox the body and are feeding it properly, the cancer has no reason to grow a new cell.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that is how I approach my eating. When I'm on the road and there's nothing to eat, it's something that I know is filled with chemicals, I don't eat it. I usually keep a protein bar in my purse or something that I can get by with until I can get to someplace to get something that is nutritious fuel. Now, I love my salads to be, I toss them in olive oil and lemon and sea salt. And there's such a misconception about salt. We need a teaspoon of salt every day, sea salt. And the sea salt has 92 different minerals in it, and we're so dumb, we go out and buy that table salt, which is sodium chloride, and because it's a chemical process, has stripped all the minerals out of it, then they package up all the minerals and sell us to the minerals in the health food store. I'd rather get my minerals out of sea salt, which makes food taste so great. And you'll see many of my recipes in this book have, every single one of them, unless it's a dessert, has sea salt in it. So, toss your salads in beautiful olive oil and fresh lemon and sea salt and cracked pepper. That's the Tuscan everyday fare, and when we go to Italy, we love their food so much. Well, it's all fresh, real food.
All right, we're talking to Suzanne Summers, everybody. Her latest book, Sexy Forever, How to Fight Fat After the Age of 40. And Suzanne, it should be noted that you yourself are a gourmet cook. So, you say, oh, yes, just toss a nice salad. But you actually have some training in this area, which is wonderful. I want to come back to your pluck it, shoot it.
Pick it, pluck it, milk it, shoot it.
Pick it, pluck it, milk it, shoot it. You are much closer to your food than most of us are. Because, let's face it, we've removed ourselves by buying our food, not directly from farmers or from the local farmers market, but we go to the grocery store, and there's a whole chain of distribution behind the grocery store that gets our foods there. And part of that chain of distribution is why they use the chemicals to preserve the foods longer. I guess my question to you is, organic foods, whole foods, farmers markets, things like that, is that the way to go? And how do you source out the best sources of your raw foods?
Well, let's say you have no access, you don't have a garden, you don't live in a place where you could have a garden, you don't have a farmer's market, your grocery store does not sell organic foods. I list in this book, Sexy Forever, the foods that are most sprayed, the foods that are least sprayed, and how you wash them and soak them. It's usually either kosher salt or vinegar and water, and how long you need to do it depending on what food it is to be able to detoxify the food and, in essence, create as best you can your own organic food. The quality of the food that you eat has a direct bearing on your food, on your body. Imagine if you owned a Maserati. You would never even consider putting inferior fuel into your Maserati. And we've got to change people's feelings about our bodies. We take them for granted. We kick them. We abuse them. We don't rest them. We don't sleep them. We just treat our body with such little respect. Rethink it. You're a Maserati. You need the highest quality food. If something's starting to go wrong with your Maserati, you hear that little tick in the engine or whatever it is, and you go to the mechanic long before it's a problem. Not us. We wait. We hear the tick. We hear the creak. We hear the thing. But we wait until we're a full-out disease state. Then we go to a doctor, and they throw a bunch of drugs at us. Rethink it. We got to get smart about ourselves. We almost like need a little, you know, slap down. Like, come on. It's the greatest piece of machinery ever created that, or ever will be created. There'll be nothing ever that comes close, no computer that will be better than our body. So treat it as such. Feed it right, rest it right, water it right, take good care of it. And if you can afford organic food, why wouldn't you eat organic food? If you have sunshine and a little place to grow some food, why wouldn't you? It's so thrilling. My broccoli is ready right now. All I'm thinking about today is that broccoli.
Well, you've got me hungry thinking about it, too. That's great. Now, I like what you say about preventative versus curative medicine, and I think that that is very important, that we need to think more about preventative medicine rather than going to the doctor when we're sick and having to cure something. You did a lot of research, talked to a lot of doctors when putting together this book, Sexy Forever, How to Fight Fat After 40. What was some of the information that surprised you most out of researching with these doctors that you've put into the book?
Well, I really understood the importance of probiotics, of why everyone's guts are so messed up, why women are walking around bloated and they've got gas and constipation. And when I do a lecture, I hear a lot of throat clearing, and I know that that's acid reflux. And so to understand replacing hydrochloric acid, which decreases and eventually declines completely as we age, with each meal you have to replace it. That's the reason you have that acid reflux and heartburn, is because you're not making enough acid, or if you've had radiation, you're not making any more acid in your gut. But what do we do? The bill of goods we've been sold is to go out and buy those cherry flavored, they're good, chewable antacids. Now, it doesn't make any sense at all that when we're having a bodily reaction, because of a lack of acid, that we take something that takes away even more acid. What you want to do instead of an antacid is put the acid back, and that's with a betaine, HCl, which is hydrochloric acid. So that's real interesting. And then the other reason for bloating and gut problems, and all disease starts in the gut, so it's really important to get on top of your gut. If you are constipated, you're not healthy. If you are bloated, you're not healthy. If you have stomach pain, you are not healthy. A lot of the reason, and that I learned from these doctors, that we have these gut problems is the overuse of antibiotics in our youth. Before it was really understood that it does nothing for viruses, that it shouldn't be used for acne, and all the reasons that I grew up being given antibiotics like it's candy. Here's some antibiotics. I didn't even think about it. Now that what those antibiotics do, and we've now got antibiotics, estrogenic effects from the soil, and it gets in our water, and they if our cattle gets infections, which they do from eating the wrong kind of food, they put antibiotics in them. We're all taking that in. These antibiotics eat up the good bacteria in your gut, leaving the bad bacteria to overgrow, causes fermentation. Eventually, the fermentation and the gas and bloating and constipation get so bad that the yeast want to leave the area, so they eat little holes through the lining of the gut, creating leaky gut. Now all the toxins that should be neutralized in the gut leak out into the bloodstream, and that's how we get our autoimmune diseases, lupus, fibromyalgia, MS. And you've been hearing more and more about people, young people, with lupus and autoimmune. It's almost like, oh, you got lupus. We don't even get surprised by it. If the remedy to this is easy, sometimes it takes a long time. Sometimes you have to replace for life the probiotics. I take every day 80 billion I use of probiotics.
80 billion?
Well, it's one capsule.
Wow.
So it can come in 20 billion. These are, you know, the size of, you can't even see. They're so small. They come in 20, 50, 80, 200. If I ever get a yeast infection, I take 200. But I'm constantly replacing the probiotics in my gut because I overuse antibiotics as a young person from ignorance and from medical ignorance. So what I really learned more than anything by talking to doctors, not only in this book but all my other books, is you have to empower yourself with information to learn how your body works, to listen to the language of your body. If you're bloated, that's a language. If you're constipated, that's a language. If you itch, that's a language. If your hair is stringy, that's a language. If you're missing the outer third of your eyebrow, that's a language, meaning your thyroid is off. That's the fat-burning hormone. You have to learn this because right now we're on our own. Our medical doctors, with all due respect, are given approximately 4 hours of instruction on hormone replacement and virtually no instruction on nutrition. Two key things. And they've extended life to 90, 100, 110, but no one's thought about the quality of that life. And what I write about is how to regain the quality of your life, meaning health, true health, and be able to access these extra 50 years we have with a strong brain, strong bones, with your sexuality, with your vitality and your energy, and be a productive member of society, not a drain on society, and also to be able to be part of the wisdom pool, which at the moment is virtually non-existent. Our elderly people are on so many drugs, and they end up in nursing homes, and we do not have a wisdom pool. So I'm trying to save that because it's so valuable to society to have wisdom.
We're talking to Suzanne Summers, everybody. Her latest book, Sexy Forever, How to Fight the Fat After 40. And Suzanne, I did have an RN take a look at your book. She thoroughly enjoyed it. And she said, hey, if this is what it takes to get people to move off the dime, we really need to have more of this out there. So I'm going to ask you the question, what did you get out of writing the book, Sexy Forever, How to Fight Fat After 40?
I now am in control of my body. It's taken me all these years. I'm 64 years old. I now, my body's not in control of me, meaning when you suddenly put on 10 pounds, you don't know where they come from and how did that happen. I now know what it is. Well, I can say, well, what are your hormones like? Well, what have you been eating? Well, have you been eating eggs, which I'm allergic to? Have you had wine, which has yeast in it that I'm allergic to? Have I not been sleeping, which would throw off my the thyroid and cortisol and all those things. By getting this information, I'm in control, and as a person who's now in control of her body, I'm not worried about weight anymore. I'm in control rather than my body being in control. It's so great. Weight is not something that I'm thinking about. Really, I'm under control for the rest of my life. That's how I feel. And that's what people will get out of reading this book.
And that's
be in control.
And that is important. Everybody wants to be in control of their body and control of their lives. We've been talking to Suzanne Summers, everybody, author of the book, Sexy Forever, How to Fight Fat After 40. Suzanne, if people like what they're hearing, they want to learn more, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Sexyforever.com for all about weight loss. I'm on there every day with going into deep into each of these things we've been talking about, and it's endless what you can talk about. And if you're interested in organic, certified, toxic-free skincare, which is another portal for chemicals, I have just a beautiful line on SuzanneSummers.com or a absolutely 100% all-natural sweetener.
Oh, that is wonderful. We've been talking to Suzanne Summers. Suzanne, thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Billy the Brain. I'll talk to you next year, I hope.
You betcha. Talk to you then. Take care. Bye.